I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 12th. The Quincy City Council has approved borrowing $5.2 million for a new fire department ladder truck, two fire engines, and improvements to fire stations. Officials last night unanimously approved the funding request from the mayor for a 20-year bond. Officials said it takes 3 to 4 years for the delivery of new fire apparatus, so they wanted to act now to begin the process and lock in lower interest rates of under 4%. Also last night, the council approved a home rule petition that would provide an annual pension and health care payments for retired Quincy firefighter Kevin Bythrow. Bythrow retired last year due to Parkinson's disease, which officials say is linked to his response to the Home Depot fires in May of 1995 and the fire and explosion at the MWRA treatment plant in 2016. That measure now requires approval from the state legislature and the governor. A fish market in Scituate will likely be closed for several days after a car crash on Sunday. Just before 3 p.m., a car crashed right into the front of Mullaney's Fish Market on Allen Place, right on Scituate Harbor. According to police, the car was pulling into the market's parking lot when the driver accidentally hit the gas instead of the brakes. The car was launched over the steps and into the building's front door. The driver, a 65-year-old woman from Norwell, was cited. Mullaney said the Scituate location will be closed for a few days, but that their Cohasset location on Route 3A is open. Duxbury police are investigating a burglary at Bennett's General Store. Authorities said the robbery happened early yesterday at the Tremont Street store. In video, the culprit can be seen approaching the counter and blatantly stealing merchandise. Duxbury police are asking for the public's assistance in locating the suspect. Anybody with information's encouraged to contact Duxbury police. A Plymouth man was arraigned yesterday after police say he opened fire on several houses following an argument at a downtown bar in the early morning hours last Saturday. 25-year-old Joshua Fitzgerald was charged with multiple counts of assault to murder, along with other felony charges. Officers responding to a reported shooting on North Spooner Street at about 1:45 a.m. on Saturday spoke with a witness who said multiple homes had been hit by gunfire. An investigation determined a bullet went through one home and into the family room ceiling. Multiple bullets struck a second home. One went through a window. According to court documents, Fitzgerald was having drinks at a local bar with friends when a fight started after he began talking badly about one of his friend's sister, who was also present. After the siblings left the bar, they continued to receive threatening texts from Fitzgerald. Then the two heard the sound of gunfire and realized Fitzgerald was shooting toward the house. Fitzgerald was arrested on his front porch and allegedly dropped a pistol while trying to walk away from police. He was arrested on 4 counts of assault with intent to murder while armed, assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, not having a proper firearms license, threats to commit murder, and possession of cocaine. He's due back in court on March 15th. State police searching the Charles River in Needham yesterday after fishers made 2 separate discoveries of unexploded ordnance in recent days. While no additional pieces of military equipment were located, divers recovered several other materials. The Needham police said yesterday the sweep was precautionary. Pedestrians were asked to avoid the area and not congregate during the search. The search follows the discoveries of 2 pieces of unexploded ordnance by magnet fishers on March 1st and 6th. The first discovery was made near the Kendrick Street Bridge on the Newtontown line by Sean Martell, who was live streaming on YouTube when he found the equipment. The bomb was detonated by the state police bomb squad. The second ordnance was pulled from the Charles River in the same week as the first, and determined to be a military projectile in severely deteriorated state. Its disposal was also heard throughout town, prompting an emergency alert warning residents of the imminent explosion. State Police Underwater Recovery Team and Bomb Squad, Massachusetts Environmental Police, and the Needham Fire and Police Departments all participated in yesterday's search, which included divers and a remotely operated vehicle. Following in the footsteps of President Biden, Governor Healey is planning to pardon most marijuana possession convictions tomorrow. Boston Globe first reported on the governor's upcoming plans to forgive tens of thousands of people for marijuana convictions, which will follow a federal clemency policy for similar convictions. Details about the structure and eligibility of the pardons will be formally announced tomorrow. When the pardons go forward, Healey will be following through on a campaign promise from 2022. Healey said if elected, she would pardon state-level simple marijuana convictions. Healey said she would model her own clemency policy after the president's. In 2022, President Biden pardoned federal and D.C. offenders charged with simple marijuana possession and urged governors to follow his lead. Recreational marijuana has been legal in Massachusetts since 2016. In 2018, then-Governor Charlie Baker took steps to help those with marijuana convictions. He created an application for those convicted for possession with small amounts of marijuana could have their record expunged. Massachusetts workers who rely on tips are rallying in Boston today for an increase to the minimum wage. They want their minimum wage to look like everyone else's, but some businesses are pushing back. Dueling rallies are scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning as lawmakers decide whether to put the idea to a vote in November. Currently in Massachusetts, tipped workers earn an hourly wage of $6.75. Their tips are supposed to equal the standard minimum wage of $15 an hour. If it doesn't add up, their bosses are supposed to make up the difference. Advocates of the One Fair Wage movement say that doesn't always happen. Last year, they collected enough signatures to get the issue on the ballot. But the Massachusetts Restaurant Association said a universal wage would be devastating for many owners. They said it could force menu prices to rise by 30% to 40%. 7 states have already passed similar measures. Proposal would gradually raise the minimum wage for tipped workers over 5 years until it reaches the full minimum wage amount by January of 2029. One Fair Wage says it would not eliminate tipping altogether. Well, there's a new program that's already been adopted in some Massachusetts towns aiming to assist drivers who have autism spectrum disorder and police officers during things such as traffic stops that are usually a stressful time. Getting pulled over by the police can be nerve-wracking, flashing lights and anxiety. And for those with autism, being pulled over adds some extra complexities. The Blue Envelope Bill passed in the Senate unanimously and is currently in the House. The legislation would create a voluntary program for police departments that would make blue envelopes available to people with autism who would carry them while driving. The blue envelope holds a driver's license, registration, and insurance card and can be handed to a police officer during a traffic stop. Then on the outside of the envelope, there's room to write specific instructions that can inform officers the best way to communicate with the driver, as well as share information about any triggers, impairments, and the driver's diagnosis. A similar program is already up and running in Connecticut. Advocates say it's been very well received there, calling this a win-win for drivers and police. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 46, the NASDAQ dropped 65, the S&P fell 5. Stocks mostly higher in Asia ahead of a report on inflation in the U.S. that could sway the Federal Reserve's timing on cutting interest rates. The euro rose and oil at almost $78 a barrel. In sports, St. Louis beat the Bruins 5-1. Last night, the Bees will be in Montreal Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Celtics over the Trailblazers last night, 121-99. Boston heads to Utah tonight at 9 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast For today, mostly sunny and a high of 54 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 56. Thursday, mix of sun and clouds. High Thursday, 62. Maybe some showers around Friday and a high 50. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds, 10 to 15. Occasionally gusting to 30 knots. High tide, 1:44 p.m. Sunrise, 7 a.m. Sets, 6:47. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge scheduled to open today at 1:30 and tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, March 12th.